You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome once again to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Raul Kinda, an industrial designer and founder of Design Human Collective, who has designed numerous products for incredible companies such as Alienware, Jardin, and Sunbeam. Now in his new role as president and CEO of Plus Knob, he is launching his own audio products that are going to revolutionize the way people listen to music. Ryle, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us from sunny South Florida. Now, tell me a little bit about your background as a designer, Ryle.
I'm a product designer, over 13 years of experience. I have worked for many companies, some of which you have mentioned. And, what can I say? I like creating new things, and I like creating products that help people live better lives.
What made you decide to bring your own products to the marketplace?
In one word, frustration. I've been frustrated with some of the products out there, and also with the lack of control over my life. Doing service providing for other companies just leaves you a little bit unfulfilled as far as your driving your life. So I saw an opportunity with our first product, which is a speaker, and I decided to jump on it and start steering my own future.
So why did you decide to use Kickstarter to launch your products? What gave you that, or why did you choose to do that?
The notion of Kickstarter actually came from a discussion with friends. They mentioned that this new radical website is out there, and when I went on it the first time and visited, I fell immediately in love with it. I thought it's the greatest idea since probably the search engine. Basically, you have an idea, you put it out to the people that want to invest, that have a little bit of cash, and collectively, it's the power of the people. Basically, they vote for you, and if they like you, they give you money. If they like your idea, they give you money, enough to be able to take your idea and create it, make it a real product.
Today, we are joined by President and CEO of Plus Knob, who is launching his own audio products that are going to revolutionize the way people listen to music here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What has your experience with Kickstarter been so far?
Great. I think one of the, if I would have to give advice for using Kickstarter, it would be to just be true, let yourself out there, put yourself out there and let everybody see where you are and what you're capable of doing. Try not to hide and try not to put too many mirrors and smoke. So I went on Kickstarter, I put out my project and listened to everybody's feedback, took that feedback, turned it around and tried to deliver a better product, update a lot. It's very important to update the people to know where you're standing and what you're doing. And I think that was the key to our success.
Well, Raul, you certainly have some experience here. So what advice do you have to other would-be entrepreneurs who are thinking about launching their own companies and or products?
Keep it simple and believe in yourself. Be okay with the limitations that you have because you don't know everything, and just put yourself out there. I think that's the most important thing. Just put yourself out there, put your idea out there, let everybody else, reach in and help you. You cannot do it by yourself.
Good advice. He is Ryle Kingda, an industrial designer and founder of Design Human Collective, who has designed numerous products for incredible companies such as Alienware, Jardin, and Sunbeam. Now in his new role as president and CEO of Plus Knob, he is launching his own audio products that are going to revolutionize the way people listen to music. The website of reference is plusknob.com. Ryle, thanks so much for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
What do you think are some of the time challenges that entrepreneurs face every day?
Well, you know, the challenge with being an entrepreneur is tenfold. Basically, every function that goes on in a large company has to happen in a small company as well. We still have accounting and finance. There's still IT issues. There's still operations. There's sales and marketing, you know, which includes your website, your blogs, advertising. If you do any type of social media, which can take up a huge chunk of your time, that's in there. And that doesn't even include, you know, your day-to-day operations, all the calls you have to make, all the emails, planning, research. You know, add in some time for the unexpected, quirky things that always come up that you seem to have to take care of. And you still haven't even gotten to what your actual job is, the thing that you do that makes you money. Because you still have all these other tasks that you have to take care of. So it's really easy to see how your day can get incredibly long, or it can just derail really, really rapidly. There's just so much that we have to do.
The ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.